RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our southern correspondents are Keith and Tia Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com. Keith is a retired NFL star who played for the Miami Dolphins. He and his wife Tia are RV fanatics and spend much of the off-season exploring America in their Newmar Class A. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you doing? I'm solo tonight.
It's just the boys tonight.
It is. This could be really fun.
This could just be the first episode of Men in Their Rigs.
I love it. I've been hearing about this for a long time. It's finally coming true.
But I think what's happening, though, is we're supposed to do a campground review, from what I understand.
Well, I think this will fall right in line with that, because the campground I'm going to review, I went to on a boys-only weekend. So my wife, Tia, didn't really have much to add. So she said, hey, you took the boys by yourself? Do the review by yourself.
That's what Stephanie's like. She's like, this is boys' night. You guys are on your own. Now, I saw an Instagram photo of you getting pummeled on a bounce pillow, and it looked really fun.
You know what? It turned out to be really fun. The pain aside and all the Bengay and the deep blue I had to rub all over my body. But
yeah, I felt
it was a great time.
I felt a little bit bad for you. Now, listen, last time you guys were on the show, you took us to Citrus Valley RV Resort in Orlando, Florida. Where are you taking to this time for this boys only trip?
This time I'm going to take you just a short 2 hours outside the hustle and bustle of downtown Atlanta, about a 96-mile drive up to the northeastern Georgia mountains to a resort called the Unicorn Springs Camp Resort.
All right, before we dive in, and I'm excited to dive in, we got to pay some bills around here and keep the lights on in the RVFTA podcast studio. So big thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you. Now, Keith, take us there geographically again. Where in the great state of Georgia is this campground?
It's about 96 miles northeast of downtown Atlanta, straight up north, Highway 85 to 985, and then you slide up on into the mountains. Pretty simple to get to.
And so this isn't too far from your home base either. Is it a good weekend spot for you?
It is, and that's one of the reasons why I went. You guys have inspired us to do a little bit more weekend camping and find closer to home places, because, as you know, we like to get in the RV and go. Well, this was one of those places where, hey, on a Friday morning, I decided, hey, I'm going to give my wife a break and take the boys away for the weekend and do some hiking and camping, and I found this resort, and it's a perfect place.
Good for you. And, you know, I've only done that like one time or maybe two times with the boys, and it really is fun just to change the dynamic a little bit, to get out with just them, enjoy some father-son time. So that's cool that you did that. And that's one of the great things about RVing, right, is you can make that spontaneous decision on a Friday.
It is, and I know you guys talk a lot about your resolutions or things you want to have in the camping season moving in, and that was one of the things that, as a couple, we talked about, more spontaneous trips. I'm a serial planner, so I like to plan all our trips, and now that I found a couple places close by where, hey, on the spur of the moment, we can just hop in the RV and go, I'm really thankful for that.
Good for you. So give us, like, what's the size of the campground, and give us a visual. What does it look like?
Well, it's pretty interesting. It's nestled in, and when I talk about in the mountains, it truly is in the Georgia mountains, which is absolutely majestic, beautiful scenery. I mean, this is a outdoorsy person's paradise when you talk about it. You come into this campground, and first of all, there's a security guard and gate, because this is pretty unique. It's a members-only campground, so the general public can't just show up and book a site. Now, what does that mean? I got invited, you know, I don't know if you get those advertisements in the mail for mountain land for sale. I got an advertisement. They were having this VIP weekend. Come try out the campground. You know, me, I love coupons. So I utilized a coupon for the weekend. So we pull up to the gate. The guard gate has our name. They let us in. We go and check in and escort us to the site. But it was absolutely a gorgeous ride up. Again, the mountain scenery, the boys were just loving it.
All right, so it's a private members-only campground, right? But you can get in maybe to test it out kind of like you guys did. I imagine they probably do that fairly regularly.
They do, and what one of the things that they have is they're a member of the Coast to Coast system. Are you familiar with Coast to Coast?
No, I'm not. Enlighten me.
Okay. Coast to Coast is a RV membership system. I know you're familiar with Thousand Trails where they have their parks. Coast to Coast is basically where about 200 or 300 parks have gotten together and partnered. And to be a Coast to Coast member, you have to become a member of what they call your home park. So a park nearby, you join that particular park, and that park will give you access to it. But by becoming a member, you get access to the other 200-plus Coast to Coast park system campgrounds, and they only charge you to camp $10 a night for full hookups and cable.
All right, so look, we normally ask price range on this show, but this is a whole different system. So what does it cost to maybe like join your local campground in the system? Does it vary? Do you know what it costs at this very campground?
Well, it varies throughout the system. This particular campground was actually running a special that weekend. If you joined, it was $2,500 membership fee. The yearly dues is about $410. And then with that, you get 14 days every single month to camp there free. And when I say free, it works out to be like $2 a night. That's electric, water, sewer, and cable. We were getting 63 channels of cable at our site.
This is such an interesting variation of like the seasonal setup, because mm-hmm. I mean, you don't get to leave your RV there, but you get to take your RV there half of the month if you want to. So, I mean, were you tempted? I mean, were you interested in possibly doing something like this? Or do you guys just have too many other places you want to go to settle into one spot like that?
Well, it's funny. We've been to quite a few RV shows, as you know, and we've actually talked to these people, I would say, 3 or 4 times over the last 2 or 3 years. And as you know, I want to know, in the Georgia Mountains, is it some place where we will see families go? Will we see minorities go? Those kind of things. And they've been very, very friendly. So part of the free weekend and the barbecue was sitting through their sales pitch. And after that, I sat on the porch in the rocking chair, and we'll talk about that a little later, and I was talking to some of the older members there. And there's a large number of older members, as well as a pretty substantial number of families that are joining as well. And she made the point, she actually lives at the campground. So she started telling me she bought her first membership. It cost her $3,000. She got an early. She bought a second membership on eBay for $1,500, and then when they ran another special, she got a third membership for $1,500. So she has 3 memberships. The way it works is you get those 14 days per month. But if you have 2 memberships, you can get 28 days. If you have 3 memberships, you can stay the whole month. So she was all in on 3 memberships for $6,000, and she said, I live here year-round, and it costs me the 3 set of dues a year, which is $1,200. So I live here year-round, electric, water, sewer, and cable for $1,200 a year. You tell me where you can live.
So, okay, I'm sorry I'm having a thick moment here. So that initial price you mentioned is a one-time sort of sign-up fee, and then yep. for the years after that, you're paying those yearly fees.
So, that's correct.
I mean, there's a little bit of an expense up front in that first year, but then like when you compare that to other seasonal prices, that's a great price, right? Because a nice seasonal is going to be $4,000, $5,000 a year every single year. Where here, you're going to, I mean, if you stay there for many years, this really could save you a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that got the light switched on for me at that point. I said, that is really unbelievable. You could actually, it's a nice campground, 300 sites, again, water, sewer, electric, and cable. The only inconvenience for you is you do have to move every 14 days. So if you're there for 30 days, you've got to move after 14
days.
As in
leave the property and come back the next day, or just move it to a different site?
Just move to a different site.
All right, that wouldn't bother me as much.
No, it's certainly not bad. And what happens is people have been there a lot. They know the sites they like. And there's a 60-day booking window per membership. So if you just get on the phone and call them, you can book every site you want and just bounce from one to the other to the other.
All right, so tell us about amenities there. What are you getting for that price? What types of things do they have for you and the family to enjoy?
They just completed about an $800,000 renovation of the clubhouse. And let's start at the clubhouse. It's right by the gate where you get in. It's a two-story, huge log cabin structure. You've been to Fort Wilderness, so you know the clubhouse by the beach where the patio is, where you have the rocking chairs and you can look over the playground. They have that kind of setup. I sat on those rocking chairs, rocked, watching my kids play miniature golf across the street, watching them on the playground. So they have that. They have two pool tables. They really dedicate the upstairs of the clubhouse to the kids. They've got two pool tables up in the clubhouse. They have Wi-Fi, a huge fireplace there throughout the campground. They have a fishing lake that is stocked, two swimming pools. One is heated. They have tennis courts, basketball courts, fire rings, shuffleboard. They have a place for a chapel, non-denominational, of course. I mean, there's all the amenities you would expect at an RV resort.
And it's upscale. I mean, this stuff is well-maintained. Is it a little bit rustic? Is everything new?
This campground was opened in 1983, and they're smart about it. They're using the new members' money to do the renovation. So, again, they put $800,000 in this past year, and they're continuing to renovate. They just renovated the playground that I was speaking of, and it's brand new. Just added the miniature golf course, brand new this year. So they're systematically upgrading any sites that need it. They've added concrete patios to most of the sites. They have wooden decks on a lot of the sites. So they are constantly upgrading the membership campground.
Sounds great. How about organized activities for the kids or for the adults for that matter?
Well, certainly, I mean, they get around when they were playing cards one of the nights we were in there. On different weekends, certainly around the summertime and holiday weekends, they do have weekend activities planned. Their absolute busiest weekend, which I think we're all finding out in this industry now, is around the Halloween weekends, and they have activities every weekend month of October. So the kids will have a great time, the trick-or-treating, looking forward to being on the phone 60 days out to try to book a site.
This is a really cool option. So any insider details you would give our listeners if they were interested in trying this out or even in becoming part of the system?
Well, I think number one is you should take a look at Coast to Coast. You know, I discovered it by accident, and always look on eBay or other places. You know, I'm a deal person, always trying to get a good deal. But if you become a Coast to Coast member, or if you know a Coast to Coast member, they can book a site for you for $10 a night, and you can give one of these campgrounds a try.
That's a great option to have a friend come in, try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Another thing about this campground, which I found out again from another member, is a lot of members, because they have storage on site, leave their RV, their fifth wheel, there. They charge you $15 to remove your RV from the site and put it in storage, and $15 to bring it back out. So it costs me more than that in gas to go up there. So if you're one of those places where you find a park that you like to go to all the time and you're not going to be there every week, $30 to have the RV put in storage and taken out and put on your site, set up for you. You don't have to do anything. That's a home run to me.
Yeah, this sounds excellent. All right, nobody's perfect, though. What could they improve?
Well, like anything, Wi-Fi is an issue, but you're up in the mountains, and you know from camping in the mountains, it's going to be an issue up there with Wi-Fi and getting a strong signal. Other than that, I was absolutely surprised. This beautiful clubhouse didn't have air conditioning. They just never, it was built and they never put it in because they have these big fans in there. They said it doesn't get bad in the summer, but I think that should be on the upgrade list.
Now, yes. If you join, they'll take your dues and they'll put in the air conditioning.
Yes, they will. They will definitely. They've got a list of things they want to do. And like I said, they're definitely knocking that list down.
All right, Keith, thank you so much for that great review of Unicoi Springs Camp Resort in Helen, Georgia. We're going to come back in a second and talk about some of the fun things that you did with the boys in the area. Stay tuned. Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, when Jayco, now the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is building everything from camping trailers up to gas Class A motorhomes.
With a blend of old-world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Keith Sims of SoulfulRVFamily.com, and he's talking about his boys' weekend that he spent with his sons at Unicoi Springs Camp Resort in Helen, Georgia. He just gave us a great review of that campground and their very unique business model. And now he's going to tell us about the fun things that he did in the area. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance. So adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like a home, auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save time and money. Get on the road to savings by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. All right, Keith, it's the boys' weekend. What did the boys do for fun? What trouble did you get into?
We had a great time. And, you know, boys' weekends, there's not too much planning that goes into it. We got to the campground. I packed up the kids. We hit the road, and we were going to hit the town of Helen, which is about 3 miles away from the campground. But along the way, we're hitting this bridge, and we're crossing the Great Chattahoochee River. So, of course, we got to pull over. We head down. We hike around the lake for about a mile and a half. The kids found a stick that somebody had turned into fishing poles. So all of a sudden we're fishing out on this river, the Chattahoochee River, which was incredible. The scenery was great. I felt bad because I hadn't brought the fishing poles because the kids really got into it. So that was probably our first excursion there. Then we slid on down at the town of Helen. Now the town of Helen, for those who don't know, is of German origin. So it's like if you've been to the Smoky Mountains, and you've been to one of those towns where it's that German accent and that German theme behind it. We had a great time. I got some bratwurst. They got some hot dogs out there. They played in the town. They had horse-drawn carriages. The kids begged me for a ride, but I just said, you know, four boys and a dad and a carriage ride isn't my idea of a fun ride.
Let me ask you honestly for like a boys' weekend kind of thing, because I've done this with the boys before. Does, like, eating healthy food go out the window a little bit? And does staying up late happen? Because that's what happened when I took the boys out solo.
I think, you know what, I have the best intentions when I set out on there. We went to the store. We got some things. But it
but
is
then
a guy's
bratwurst
weekend.
And hot
you
dogs.
Know, that bratwurst looked so good. I mean, I couldn't even finish it. It was so delicious.
Do you put sauerkraut on your bratwurst?
I put sauerkraut, relish, onions, pickles, mustard, of course. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Sounds good. Now, did you guys stay up a little bit later than if Tia was around? Tell the truth.
Of course. You know, for me, I tell the boys, you can stay up pretty much not as late as you want, but a lot later than normal. Just don't wake me up in the morning. We try to cut side deals here on Boys Weekend. If you stay up till 10 or 10:30, I don't want to hear from you until 8 o'clock.
Now, do your boys follow that deal? Because my boys don't. I mean, I let them stay up later, but then Wesley's still looking me in the face at 6:30 a.m. looking for yogurt.
I have one boy, Jason, who is an early riser, and I've cut a deal with them. I kind of keep their iPads plugged in. That's the only time they get to use them. I said, if you get up in the morning and you're quiet, you can get out and use your iPad until Dad comes out of the bedroom. So That's how I keep them quiet.
That sounds like a good deal to me. And I know you guys. You're active all day. You're hiking. You're out in nature. You're enjoying yourself. I mean, you're wearing these kids out, so why not? So what else did you do around Unicoi Springs?
Well, let me tell you one more thing about the town of Helena. It was a beautiful chocolate store. They made fresh candies. It was called Hansel and Gretel Candy Factory. I went in there. Boys' eyes just lit up. My eyes lit up. And I found something, which I did not buy. I was so tempted to buy. I have never seen this before. It was a regulation football made entirely out of milk chocolate.
And you didn't get it?
Solid. I wanted it so bad. I thought it'd be the perfect thing for tailgates. I marked them. I got their card. They said they can make one for me and send it to me, you know, in the fall.
Or a Super Bowl party or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I had never seen a handmade football. And it had the stitching. I mean, it looked really, really beautiful. So if you're in Helen, you got to go to Hansel and Gretel and get some
chocolate. And it looked authentic, and you would know.
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you a picture. I had to take a couple pictures. I texted my wife a picture, and she said, you better not buy that.
Do you remember how much that was?
It was, of course I do. It was $70. That's why I teetered.
Okay. That's a lot of chocolate. That is a lot of chocolate, though.
It wasn't a quick purchase. You had to really think about that.
What else did you guys get up to?
Well, then the next day I took them to Unicoi State Park, which is literally a mile outside the door of the campground. It's a beautiful state park, thousands of acres to walk and hike. And I took them on one of the classic hikes in the area. We went to Anna Ruby Falls, which was only a half mile hike, but Jeremy, it was straight up. It was all the way up, and the people warned you about it. They had plenty of places to stop along the way. We're reading signs on there, don't go off the path because there's snakes and poisonous snakes. And the boys did great. Even Justin, our 5-year-old, did great. We had to stop twice, but that's okay. I needed the rest too, to be honest with you.
It's amazing how just half a mile can get exhausting when it's so vertical.
Oh, it is. But we were rewarded tremendously when we got to the top, and they had two different tiered decks where you could stand next to the waterfall. Absolutely gorgeous.
Now, that's a great 1-2 punch to have a really nice resort style campground with all of those amenities and the pools and all that stuff, but then be able to just a mile away kind of escape into nature and be hiking and going up to waterfalls. I mean, that's a lovely combination.
It is, and that's why I think I enjoyed this campground so much. I mean, the campground is nice and it's got the amenities, but you still feel like you're in the mountains. It's not a 5-star resort campground feel. It's you still feel like you're camping. And if you like the outdoors, it is the perfect base camp. There are thousands of trails. There was over 200 different waterfall hikes within a 20-mile radius.
Oh my goodness. So you could go back and do a different hike every single weekend.
We plan on doing that. We're going to go back and wear this campground out. There's zip lining. There's every outdoor adventure, kayaking. I mean, I got there and I was so excited with all these things I wanted to do. And I had to slow myself down and say, hey, this is only 70 miles from the house. We can do this multiple times across the year.
And is the state park nice enough that you might go there even without the camping? I mean, is it that great of a state park?
It is a fantastic – it even has its own campground in the state park. So there are 4 or 5 other campgrounds in the area. That's why this is an outdoor lover's paradise. You go there, you set up, and you just go out and hike and have a good time and be out in nature.
All right, great. Keith, thank you so much for that review of Unicoi Springs Camp Resort in Helen, Georgia. Sounds terrific to me. Big thank you to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts and to Jayco and also to Progressive Insurance. Progressive presents RV travel tips. So you want to check with your insurance company to see if your pets are covered in case of an accident. Progressive's pet injury coverage protects your dogs and cats if they're in your vehicle and injured in an accident, God forbid. It's free if you have collision coverage on your RV policy. Visit progressive.com for more information. And Keith, where can we find Soulful RV Family out there in the great World Wide Web and on social media and all that stuff?
Well, like everyone, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, even YouTube. Soulful RV Family and soulfulrvfamily.com is our blog.
Always a pleasure to have you on. Tell Tia we look forward to having her back next time. I enjoy doing this boys only thing, but we do got to get the ladies back on the show. We do need them. But I think we made it through this podcast without destroying anything.
I think we did a really good job, but I agree with you. I miss my partner and she adds a certain flavor to it.
Absolutely, absolutely, as does mine. So thank you again so much. Say hello to Tia. Say hello to the boys. And actually, Theo made a point to say hello to Keith when you record the podcast. So
big hello. Tell the boys I said hi.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to camping with you guys again soon. And I mean it. We will see you at the campground.
See you there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.